KK255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow, praising the Lord in Senla and in Miss Lou.
Welcome to the media ministries of the Pleasant Hill Baptist Church, pastored by Reverend Joseph Garner at 1210 M.W. Harrison Street in Leesville. Now listen to the message already in progress by Reverend Joseph Garner.
Good morning. Could y'all please stand on your feet and help us worship God on this morning? Bless the Lord with us. Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord with me. Bless the Lord with me. Bless the Lord. Mark chapter 11. Mark chapter 11. Verses 1 through 10, there is a word from the Lord. Mark chapter 11, verses 1 through 10. When you found it, say amen. Let us read together. And when they came nigh to Jerusalem, unto Bethphage and Bethany, at the Mount of Olives, he sendeth forth two of his disciples. And he saith unto them, go your way into the village over against you. And as soon as ye be entered into it, ye shall find a colt tied, whereon never man sat. Loose him and bring him. And if any man say unto you, why do ye this? Say ye that the Lord hath need of him, and straightway he will send him hither. And they went their way and found the colt tied by the door without in a place where two ways met, and they loose him. And certain of them that stood there said unto him, what do ye loosing the colt? And they said unto them, even as Jesus had commanded, and they let them go. And they brought the colt to Jesus and cast their garments on him, and he sat upon him. And many spread their garments in the way, and others cut down branches off the trees and straw them in the way. And they that went before and they that followed cried, saying, Hosanna, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Blessed be the kingdom of our father David that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. God bless you. God bless you. As you take your seats, again, this is Palm Sunday. And just from our reading, you should be able to appreciate the fact that as Jesus makes his triumphant entry into Jerusalem, many of his followers, those who had been blessed by his ministry. As a matter of fact, when you read this in some of the other synoptic gospels, thank you, ushers, you discover that a lot of people were there because they wanted to see Lazarus, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. And so for a lot of people, they followed Jesus because of what he'd done. They followed him because of the miracles that he had performed. And it just makes sense that any human being, because it's our inclination to look out for our own self-interest, and if we come upon someone who has performed great miracles for others, come on, the human nature in us wants to get to know him, just in case we need a miracle. And I don't know about you, but I need some miracles in my life. And I think I told you last week that if it's something I could do for myself, it wouldn't be a miracle. Amen. If it was something you could do on your own, you would need a miracle worker like Jesus. But I believe I'm looking at a few folk in here who, if we had testimony service right now, you would be able to testify that, yes, the Lord has worked some miracles in my life. Some stuff I didn't know how to handle, some stuff I didn't know how to fix, but I turned it over to Jesus, and I stopped worrying about it, and he worked it out. So we find this great host of people following Jesus as he makes his triumphant entry into Jerusalem. But I want you to pay careful attention to this fact that just a few days after this, just a little while after this, that same crowd that is singing and saying Hosanna to God in the highest, in just a few days, they're going to be saying, give us Barabbas. They're going to be saying of Jesus, crucify him. Now, for those of us who've lived a little while, we can appreciate the fact that, amen, that folk who smile in your face and folk who pat you on the back and folk who say they love you and they'll never leave you. See, the older ones of us, we know how it works. But for many of our children, they've been duped into believing that everybody is their friend and that friends are more important than mama and friends are more important than daddy. But is there anybody here who knows that the same folk that smile in your face, the same people who pat you on your back, amen, have the propensity and the potential of turning around and stabbing you in the back? Well, if they did it to Jesus, don't think so much of yourself to think that it can't happen to you. Amen. I think that's very important to point out. Now, there's another thing, and that's the beauty of the Word of God, is that in other writings you can find the same stories just told in a different way. And I really, when we read this in other Gospels, when Jesus tells them to go and get these coats, there are other instances where it's called an ass, which is a donkey. Amen. And I really like that. That's the preferred word that I would use, a donkey, as opposed to a coat. Why, Pastor Garner? Well, because we act more like donkeys than we act like coats. Amen. Come on. You got some donkey in you. What are you talking about, Pastor? Well, donkeys are known to be stubborn. Donkeys are known to be cantankerous. Donkeys are known to have a mind of their own. Sometimes you tell them to go forward and they just sit there. Amen. Sometimes you tell them to go backwards and they'll just fall down. And isn't that just like so many of us? Amen. The Lord tells us what to do and he tells us how to do it, but we go about doing our own thing. We do what we want to do, when we want to do it. But is there anybody here today who can appreciate the fact that when you do what the Lord says do, things will work out well for you? So in our text, Jesus tells his disciples to go. He tells them to go into this village and untie this colt because the Lord has need of him. And my brothers and sisters, I just stopped by for a few minutes on this Palm Sunday to remind us that just as the Lord told the disciples to go, he's telling us to go. He's telling us that there's work to do. He's telling us that there are things that need to be done as it relates to the kingdom of God. And my brothers and sisters, we need to understand that we are the only hands that the Lord has in this earth. Ours are the only feet that the Lord has in this earth. And if the Lord's work is to be accomplished, he will need willing men and women who are not ashamed of the gospel. Those who understand that the gospel is the power of God unto salvation. And if you know that you know that you know that you've been saved, that you've been called out of darkness and into the marvelous light, you don't mind going and sharing the gospel. You know what the gospel is, don't you? The good news. What is the good news? The good news is that God looks beyond our faults. And he sees our needs. Come on. If you get to heaven, it's not going to be because you were so good. If you get to heaven, it's not because you did everything right. It will not be because you dotted every I and crossed every T. We will get there because of the song we sang right before this message, Amazing Grace. Is there anybody here that's happy to know that God has extended his grace to you? Amen. God has extended his grace to you. Watch this. In spite of you. In spite of what you've done. In spite of what we've said. In spite of some of the stuff we've thought. Amen. We're able to sit in this plush sanctuary and worship and praise God, not because we deserve him, but because of grace. Amen. But I need to remind you, God wants us to go. That is so challenging in this hour in which we live now, because a whole lot of folk know what thus saith the Lord, but we're not willing, amen, to get outside of our comfort zone and tell others about Jesus. It amazes me how some people have people in their home who are not saved. You talk about evangelism. Some of us need to do some in-home evangelism. It's hard enough to get us to go. Let's go to the crossing and have a street ministry. Let's go, amen, to some of these dark places and tell people about Jesus. It's hard to get folk to do that, but some folk won't do it in their own house. We've got to be willing to go. Tell your neighbor, you got to go. You got to go. Amen. The Lord wants us to go. But we discover something that as they go and as they go to untie these cantankerous, stubborn donkeys, before they could be used, something had to happen. The text says they had to be untied. They had to be unloosed. And I don't know about you, but in my own life, I figured it out that before the Lord can really use me the way he wants to use me, I've got to be untied from some stuff. I've got to be, amen, loose from some things. And guess what? I'm not by myself. Before the Lord can use you, some of us got to let go of some nasty attitudes. Before the Lord can use us, some of us have to let go of jealousy and hatred. Before the Lord can use us, some of us will have to let go of our own will, looking out for me, myself, and I. God, if you're going to use me, I've got to be willing to be untied. Anybody know the Lord will untie you? I said, anybody know the Lord will untie you? And what I found out, and I'm sure I've got some witnesses here today who will testify, sometimes you didn't want to let it go. But God has a way. Tell that neighbor, God has a way. Amen. Amen. Some stuff you didn't want to be untied from. Some things you didn't want to let go. But I had a brother tell me just recently, amen, after being in a bad automobile accident, that, amen, it woke him up to this reality that amen, we don't have forever. Tomorrow is not promised. And sometimes God will have to shake us up to get our attention. I've told you before how when I was a kid, I remember having a little stomach trouble, and I would often see my mother take some stuff called milk of magnesia. And I said, well, I know it's for your stomach. I'm going to get me some milk of magnesia. Amen. And I got it, and I poured it in the spoon. But I remember when my mother used to pour it, it was white looking. But when I poured it, it was clear. But I said, no, that's okay. And I just. Triumphantly into Jerusalem. Amen. They were so appreciative of what he had done that the Bible says they cut palm branches and laid them out in his path. You know, reminds me of that movie, Coming to America. Some of you remember the King Joffrey. Everywhere King Joffrey went, they put rose petals in his path. And you remember, he went in the barber shop, and they put all them rose petals. And the barber said, who gonna clean all that up? It was a sign of honor. It was a sign of respect. They wanted the Lord's path to be comfortable. I don't know about you, my brothers and sisters, but I want the Lord's path to be comfortable. In my own life, that means I got to cut some stuff out of the way. That means I've got to, Paul said, lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us. That is, if the Lord is going to be able to have a triumphant, victorious reign in my life. But then in other instances, you Bible readers will remember that as Jesus was riding into Jerusalem and all these folk were coming behind him singing loud hosannas. Tell your neighbor, loud hosannas. Some of the folk in Jerusalem said, now we're not used to all that noise. Jerusalem is a peaceable habitation. We're not used to all of that noise around here. And y'all remember what Jesus said. Jesus said, if these hold their peace, I'll put a mouth on the rocks and make them give me praise. If these hold their peace, I'll put a mouth on the weeping willow and make the weeping willow cry out. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. I've come by to tell you today that if God has been good to you, if he's blessed you, if he's using you, if he's real in your life, don't let nobody stop your praise. There ain't a devil in hell that can stop me from praising my God. He's been that good to me. Is there anybody here who, when you think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done in your life, you get to can't help it. I can't help but give him praise. I can't help but tell him thank you. I can't help but magnify his name. I told y'all that in other instances of this same story, it says that many of the folk there were there because they wanted to see Lazarus. The word had gotten out that Jesus had raised Brother Lazarus from the dead. And y'all know how we are, spectators. How many spectators are there here this morning? Oh, yeah, there's some spectators here, but I believe there's some participators here this morning, too. I didn't just come to see, I came because the same miracle worker has worked some miracles in my life. I heard my former pastor, Reverend Monroe Harrison, say that if you check that crowd, you'd understand why they couldn't hold their peace. Reverend Harrison said if you check the crowd, you would understand why they couldn't be quiet. He said, using my sanctified imagination, that I just imagined that the woman that had the issue of blood, she was in that crowd and she couldn't hold her peace. Y'all remember how she suffered 12 long years with an issue of blood, went to doctor, and spent all of her money trying to get well, but it wasn't until she came in contact with Jesus. She said, if I can just touch the hem of his garment. The Bible lets us know that she was made whole. I'm sure she was in that crowd and she couldn't hold her peace. I'm sure that the little fella, they called him blind Bartimaeus, I believe he was in that crowd. And he could not hold his peace. He couldn't see, and they were asking questions about how he ended up that way. And Jesus let them know that it's so the glory of the Lord can be revealed. And I told y'all in Lake Charles last Sunday that whenever you talk about the glory of the Lord being revealed, you're simply talking about God throwing his weight around. And I don't know how you feel about it, but I believe I've got one or two witnesses here today who can testify that in your own life, you've watched the Lord throw his weight around. And I can't help it. I got to give him praise. I can't help it. I got to tell him thank you. I can't help it. He's been so good to me. So my brothers and sisters, as we close out this celebration, because today is supposed to be a happy day. Whenever you check the roles of different faiths and how they deal with Palm Sunday, you discover that almost all Christian faiths give this day a time of celebration. As a matter of fact, you're not even supposed to sing sad songs on Palm Sunday because this is a day of celebration. But just a few days down the road, there's going to be that sad Thursday. It's going to be that day when they take out Jesus and they drive nails in his hands and they drive nails in his feet and they're going to pierce him in his side and he's going to die and they're going to bury him in Joseph's new tomb. But then on next Sunday, as our women come to show forth their praise, I said on next Sunday, it's going to be time to praise God all over again. And why will you be praising him? I'll be praising him because my enemy will have been defeated. I'll be praising him because the gospel will have come into fruition. For John 3:16 says that, for God so loved the world
that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Where are my folk who know you've got everlasting life? If I die tomorrow, I've got everlasting life. You ought to thank him. You ought to give him praise. You ought to worship him. He's an on-time God. He's a wonderful God. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. As we stand all over this place.
We at the Pleasant Hill Baptist Church hope that Reverend Garner's message blessed and revived your spirit. Thank you for listening, and be sure and join us in Leesville for our regularly scheduled Sunday and midweek services. If you'd like a copy of this message, phone us at 337-238-1779. The Pleasant Hill Baptist Church, the place where God blesses his people.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
Those words connote, according to Webster's Dictionary, praise God, having great quantity, abounding. It talks about richly supplied. It talks about plenty. It talks about overflowing. That's the word, abundant, abundant. Then look at that word, living. Praise God.